One Element has had to move online completely. So how does that work?
Yeah, so basically on the 18th of March, we were told we could no longer train on the parks, which was a huge panic and a shock for us. And so we had to pivot on our heels very quickly, essentially moving from all outdoor training with only a few sessions a week for our members. And it dawned on us that actually at this point we could offer a lot more to our members than we were previously offering and actually become more valuable, if you like, than before, if we could add stuff to our platform. So increase what we could do, such as yoga, Pilates, mindfulness, kids training, weights training, as well as our usual HIIT training. So our usual training is out on the parks, sort of high intensity interval training. We tried a number of things. It was a great opportunity for us to throw every idea we had at the wall. We tried doing YouTube videos, but they took ages to upload. We tried doing Instagram live videos, but there was no sort of control for our members. Everyone could watch it, so it didn't really offer any value to the members. So eventually we got onto the Zoom, which I think the majority of people twigged about the same time. And we launched Zoom through our membership platform, which is called GoTeamUp. And that essentially allowed our members to log in to, by that point, four sessions a day if they wanted to, or as many sessions as up to four or five a day. And as I say, we just increased the number of types of training that we did. We asked our members what they wanted, and we moved from just high intensity interval training right the way through. Within a week, we had yoga, really good yoga instructors, Pilates instructors, weights trainers, and a mindfulness instructor came on to do some mindfulness training early in the morning. And I think, you know, it's a really good opportunity for our members to have a bit of structure at this time. I think particularly in that first couple of weeks, it was mayhem, not knowing where you were time-wise, a lot of people with children having to teach the kids and trying to create a structure around that where they could dip into some exercise. And then at the end of the day, we would send, or we still do, send all of the members a roundup of what's been going on that day and maybe the previous day with all the videos which have been pre-recorded onto the cloud so they can catch up with any training sessions.
So for people who are lucky enough to have a garden or a park nearby, what exercises can they do on a daily basis?
Yeah, so all of our training that we've moved online really comes from our park training sessions. Our training sessions have always been based on sports-specific fitness. So we've had a lot of professional athletes that have come down and taught us various methods of training that they use at the various highest levels, so England rugby players and so on. The two key things that we use in the parks and or in the garden is time and distance. So you don't necessarily need to be able to step out 50 steps to create a 50 meter track, but what you can, however long your garden is, you can do some running work. So for example, one of the great sessions I think that we do is you work for 30 seconds as far as you can on a certain distance, and then you rest for 30 seconds, and then you've got to repeat. The goal is to repeat the same distance within 30 seconds again. You do that six times. There's also a lot of body weight stuff that you can do outside, including, you don't need a great deal of kit. I mean, you from press-ups to squats to sit-ups, we've really focused hard on our boxing training as well, because obviously you can do a lot of shadow boxing without any kit. And if you tie boxing into various movements, such as hitting the ground and popping up and back into your boxing, it actually creates really high heart rate and pushes people well. So I think you can get a lot out of it. But also, I mean, with the weather we've got at the moment, things like yoga and Pilates, being able to do those outside in your local park or in your garden, I think that is a moment, where you can really reflect on the positives.
So why do you think there's been an increase in membership over the age of 60?
Well, we've seen a huge increase in membership over the age of 60. From our perspective, it's predominantly because we've added in the yoga, the Pilates, the slightly lower intensity stuff. I also think that, you know, if you're heading out to the park, a lot of people can see you in the park, and there's a sense of of being seen by others. Whereas if you're doing these training sessions at home, you don't have to do, I mean, you don't have to do it in the park, but you don't have to do as much as you might normally do. You can taper everything down. Everything has options, so you can make it easier. And I probably there's a huge awareness. I mean, you'd have to live under a rock not to be aware of the exercise benefits, as far as your immune system's concerned, as far as your brain is concerned. There's some great research that came out just this week in the New Scientist around a chemical called brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, that actually helps increase the amount of neurons in your brain. And you produce these, particularly elderly people produce these when they exercise and when they do weight training or body weight training. So there's a lot of evidence, and it's growing day by day, the quality of evidence that's coming out about why we should train as we get older. I mean, also on a physical level, we all know that it protects against osteoporosis, and building muscle strength also increases the amount of vitamins and minerals that you contain in your muscles, so therefore makes you healthier, and every good thing that you eat is then stored within those muscles.
So the mind is just as important as the body. What fitness techniques can help with that?
As far as the mind and the body and fitness, I think there's such a clear correlation. So if we start with stress and anxiety, we're designed as animals, if we get stressed, to either run away or fight. So adrenaline is released into the system. Exercise burns off that adrenaline. Now, just because that's the way we're designed, if we see a saber-toothed tiger, to run, it's no different to getting regular emails popping up on your phone or anything, or your children screaming or whatever the anxiety is. If you get tiny droplets of this adrenaline into your system over a period of time, that increases, that produces stress, which is shortening of the breath, feeling dizzy, those sort of things. To get rid of that, exercise helps. So at the very basic level, exercise clearly helps people who are stressed or anxious. And then at a slightly more interesting level, complex level, I suppose, there's a lot of studies to show that exercise improves creativity. It dramatically improves learning. There's been some great stuff with children around breaking out every 45 minutes and doing short bursts of exercise, and how their learning improves dramatically through doing that. And also, as we just mentioned, around memory and neurons, this BDNF chemical is like a sort of the grow more for your garden, but for your brain, and it's produced when we exercise.
So will people still get the same satisfaction doing sessions online rather than in real life? What sort of reactions have you been getting?
It's a very good question. It's fascinating watching. I mean, I think a lot of our members, when this first happened, we were under the impression it might be a couple of weeks. You know, it's not been 2 weeks. It's been nearly five now. And so when it first happened, the members were very positive. Look, we'll stick with you and we'll get through this and so on. But we were aware that we needed to offer something really quite substantial to make this worthwhile. So the reaction from the members, who I think didn't really expect anything, has been phenomenal. What's been really good is that on Zoom, you see everybody's face. So we have 60 people rolling into a boxing session or a weight session or Pilates session. And every one of those members, while they're moving through their movements or exercise, I as a trainer can shout them out, say, well done, Luke, or whatever it is. And then also correct posture. And, you know, in some ways it has huge benefits for our business. I mean, one thing that the members find quite amusing is that I can now mute them, which I was really struggling with when we're in the parks and they all continuously talk. Anyway.
And are you finding your techniques as personal trainers having to change as you do it online?
Yeah, there is a bit of a bit of an adaptation. Obviously, we don't have the space, and there isn't the social aspect in quite the same way. I mean, every time we break out on the parks, people catch up. They're talking during the training and so forth. And then as far as space is concerned, you're trying to think on your feet a little bit more around how we can use what's around you within a few yards, which has been fascinating. I mean, if I'm absolutely honest, it's been one of the most fantastic experiences as a business owner, being able to experiment and try new things. I think when you're running a business normally, you're kind of stuck in a rut of doing the same thing day in, day out, and you've got goals for growth. But when you're forced to do something completely online and you're having to change the training sessions, I'm writing two or three new training sessions a week, and I would normally write maybe one a month. I'm delivering on a completely new platform to two or three times the number of members that I would normally train. It's been really exciting. And I think also, I know this whole COVID-19 is not a leveler for the public necessarily, but I think from a business perspective, if you're a huge business or a small business, we're all in the same boat all of a sudden. We've never had a huge marketing budget, but these big businesses that have vast marketing budgets, they're in exactly the same boat as we are. So it's been a great opportunity for us to, I suppose, pivot. We've had I hope I'm not digressing too much, but we've had a huge pickup from our members asking if their companies can come on board and do these sessions. So a lot of companies that are furloughed or working from home, they want to offer their employees something quite interesting and different, and have looked at One Element as an opportunity to give something back to them at a good price.
Well, that's all very interesting. Thank you very much for speaking to me.
Not a problem, Lee. Great to chat to you.